When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. I want to make an announcement, let you guys know. I've had a lot of requests around, it's a fair amount of requests around these spiritual talks that I like to do because it's something I really, really enjoy. So my favorite things to talk about is macro, microeconomics, figuring out cycles. But then I realized that it's so deeply interconnected to God and Jesus and the Bible. And if you really understand Christ, God, consciousness, energy, love, frequency, gratitude, it's all connected, guys. So finances is fully connected to that. And the cycles that we're experiencing are deeply, deeply, deeply interconnected to that. And they have truly, truly manipulated us and molded our minds to believe that all the things that are evil are actually the things that help us. Do me a favor. Go write down evil on a piece of paper and flip it. What your religion tells you is evil, flip it. Just go do it for me. Write down evil. They say astrology is evil. They say crystals are evil. They say that plant medicines are evil. They say that numbers are evil. If you flip it, go do it. Flip the word evil. It allows you to flip it. You can do it in your mind right now. And I've realized that Jesus was gone for 18 years, and they don't talk about where Jesus was. Jesus talked about crystals. There's the Gospel of 12. Very, very, very powerful. If you have the guts to read it every single day, I listen to it every single day. I probably listen to it over 300, coming up on 300 times, and the Emerald Tablets side by side. I dare you to listen to the Gospel of 12 and listen to Emerald Tablets over 100 times. You will be shocked. I'm just giving you hints. You have to actually go do this stuff because I know most people are not willing to do it over 100 times. And if you're willing to do that over 100 times, then you'll tap in and tune into the learnings that you want to experience, not what some person in a pulpit told you, some guy in a robe told you, or some church. There's nothing wrong with church, nothing wrong with religion. What's wrong with what we're doing is we're just parroting information without practical application. That's what's seriously, seriously, seriously wrong with this. Everybody's giving you their perception of God, but when are you going to start to experience God? When are you going to start experiencing God? Not your perception of what your grandma at your Baptist church told you, and she told you you're a sinner because, you know, you got a nose ring or you pick whatever. It's like, she's not God. Your grandma's not God. Your pastor is not God. God is experiencing through you, and I've been working heavily with an ascension coach over the last year, and I'm practicing this stuff, and the perception that I have been embodying and understanding at a deep level is that God is all things and God is no thing. That Sandra Mooney picture is my favorite, where Jesus is pointing up with his two fingers pointing up and he has the world in his left hand and in between is the heart, okay? So think about that. So he's pointing up, in between is the heart, and on the left hand is the world. In the Bible, it says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't let your right hand let your left hand know what it's doing. In the left hand, he's holding the world. Okay, in between his finger pointing up and the world is his heart. So the heart is the center of everything. Okay, so if you look at that, on his left hand, he has the world. It says to be in the world, but not of the world. Okay, When you start to be in the world, not of the world, you start going into your heart and you realize that you are a risen king, that you are powerful, that you are strong, and you start to embody self-love. You start to look up to God. You start to go up the wave of energy, and it's just a big wave of energy. That's what God is. God's is a wave of energy. So when you start to go into the world, pornography, excessive video game playing, lust, self-doubt and all these things, you're just going away from your heart down into the world, further away from, not away from, but further away from the energy that God is, which is perfection. But when you come back and you say, I'm powerful, I'm strong, and you can always come back, the prodigal son, you can always come back. You can always come back. That's the beautiful thing. God is always with you. You're just going into a lower frequency of God's creation. The devil was on the left side of God, tried to become on the right side. He cast him down to earth. The devil is the prince of the earth. It's us. It's you. It's your low energy thoughts. It's the excessive video game playing. It's the excessive alcohol you're drinking. It's all these energy drinks you're drinking. It's all the pork and all the nasty food at McDonald's that you're eating. You're literally living in the world. You're not of the world. So you're far away from your heart, which is a carnal mind. And at any point, you can change this. There's no magic hoops you have to jump through. You don't have to do vain repetition. You don't have to kneel up and down and kneel down and do all these things. That's what Jesus was teaching you. You have to come back into your heart. And the first thing is love. You have to start to love yourself. So how do you love yourself? Exercise. Eat healthier foods. Have ice cream with your family as a treat, not every single night. Don't drink alcohol all the time, because alcohol translated is spirits. Alcohol in Aramaic, I think it's Arabic, is spirits. It's alcohol. It's demonic. But every once in a while, you can have some alcohol. But what do you? How do you act when you drink? I act like an idiot. I get crazy. I act like a fool. But I don't do it all the time. Do I drink? Absolutely. Sometimes when I'm on vacation. But I make sure that I'm around the right people that can protect me, because I'm going to act like an idiot. Right? Think about that. How many of you, when you get drunk, you act like a normal person? Absolutely not. It's called spirits, embodies inside of you. But it doesn't mean you can't do it. It means don't do it all the time. You shouldn't be drinking every single night to go to bed or do all these things. You shouldn't be drinking alcohol every single day. It's not part of the process. That's in the world. But there's nothing wrong with you. But when you start to get out of the world into your heart, and you do that by taking care of yourself, fasting, meditating, being around good people, having a fun time with your kids, enjoying your life, and then you start to look up and you embody and you have a relationship with God, then you're looking up and you go in the right hemisphere of the brain, which is creation. It's a wave of energy, guys. And all of us kind of have faith sometimes. And then you go down the energy wave to lower faith into the carnal mind. You make a bad decision. And then that decision turns into a feeling. And that decision turns into something you start to tell people about. And then you tell people, then it becomes your personality. And then it becomes your reality. And then it becomes a trait. Right. But at any point, you can flip that. You can wake up and start exercising, jump in some ice baths, start meditating, raising your frequency, go ground yourself. Then you're coming back into the heart, into the center focal, which is love, which is God, which is everything, which is the heart, which is in the beginning was the word was God, it was a vibration. It's Yahweh. It's the breath of life. And then you can start to believe in yourself, but sometimes you're going to wave back down. How does God know that he is perfect? He has to come through our body into this experience, wave down into lower frequencies, experience things, and then God will transmute back up through the experience, and then you pass, and then you go back up to heaven, which is absolutely amazing, and then maybe God wanted to come back experience through you. So let's have some respect for God. Let's have some respect for his creation, and let's stop externalizing these things and giving the devil our power, which is us, which is the lower. It's just the lower frequency. It's just the lower energy. I was in a very, very low frequency 17 years ago, and I just fought my way out of it up through my heart. And now I'm living heaven on earth, and I have a relationship with God. But that through that process, my relationship was always externalized. It was always externalized. It was like, it was this thing I was chasing in Buddhism. And then Buddhists didn't give me the answer, but that was the answer. I know they didn't have the answer. They were right. They didn't have the answer. Like, it's all in you, JV. And I couldn't accept that at that moment. So I went to a non-denominational Christian church, and it just didn't work, because I was like, oh, these people are all dressed up and they're fancy and they look like they have their lives together. But then I started to see them out in public and I saw their Facebooks. I'm like, wait a minute, you're a Christian because you go to church. You're not a Christ-like. You don't act like Christ. You're broke. You're gluttonous. You're cheating on your wife. Like, how can you be broke? Seriously, like I'm going to piss some people off right now. How can you be broke and be a true embodiment of God? How can you be broke and sloppy with your finances and be a true embodiment of God? How are you living God's creation? Like, seriously, think about that for just a moment. Did God create you to be broke and struggling and suffering? No, that's carnal mind. It's low frequency. That's God experiencing low frequency. So let's respect God and raise our frequency. Let's get our shit together. he says, you know, in the Bible, it says, oh, give up all your stuff and give it to the poor. What do you think that means, guys? It doesn't mean go take all your bank account and give your house to a poor person, because all you're doing is enabling them. What they're saying is, give me your carnal mind. Just like he told Moses, give me your doubt, give me your anger, give me your jealousy, give me all these things and start to love yourself. You don't have to go give all your money to the poor, because if you're giving your money to the poor, you're just enabling them. That's God experiencing what God needs to experience. And that person on the streets has to go through their process to transmute that darkness to light. You're not God. You can't save them. If you gave them a house and a car, nothing changes, because you didn't change the internal, you changed the external. And you only further exasperated their ability to ascend, because you gave them something in the physical left hemisphere of the brain. You just fixed the problem. You just added to the problem. They have to sit there and sleep in the dirt until they figure out, oh, it's me. It's me. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? God is a frequency. God is an energy. God is a wave of energy. God is a wave of energy. Sometimes God is up and sometimes God is down. But how does God know that he is perfect, or she is perfect, or it is all is perfect? Through you, through the experiences that God came through your body to experience. And it's so beautiful. So I want to tell you that you are beautiful. You are amazing. And maybe you're sitting in fucking hell right now. Well, guess what? That's where God wants you to be, because you chose that. You chose that. And you know where God wants you to be? At the highest level frequency, because you chose that. God will never forsake you, just like the prodigal son. Guys, it's all internal. The prodigal son, you're going back up. You're going back up the 33 vertebrae, back up the Jordan River. You're going back up to the skull. You're tearing down the physical temples. You're bringing it into the temple to the all-seeing eye, the pineal gland. The pineal gland reactivates when you go to sleep, when you shut your eyes, when you imagine what you're thinking about when you go to bed, when you think about when you open your eyes, is going to be physical manifestation. It's really that simple. It's not some crazy, esoteric, wild, mixed up thing. You got this. Change your thoughts. Change your thoughts. And then really push hard to change your actions to match those thoughts. And then control your emotions and watch what happens with your life, knowing that you have free will and you have a responsibility of every single person that came before you and every single person that comes after you. You have a responsibility to be the embodiment, walking, breathing truth of God. This isn't against your religion. If you're a Christian, Church of Latter-day Saints, whatever it is, then be a good Christian. Actually practice what you preach. Stop posting pictures on Facebook of your perfect family when your family's completely destroyed. Be a perfect family and let people see and embody that and come to you as the truth. If Jesus was here right now, he would just be hanging out with crackheads and freaking the low frequency people. The hospital is supposed to be for the broken, but the hospital is for the righteous and the people driving their BMWs and all that stuff and showing off how Christian they are. And maybe they are. I don't know. That's judgment. I apologize. I shouldn't even say that. I don't know. I'm just going from my living experience and what I experienced. But I don't think being broke and being out of shape and being disrespectful to people and always talking shit about your exes and doing all that stuff, I don't think that's living God's truth. I really don't think that. I really don't believe that. I'm doing the best I can to provide for everybody in my ecosystem. No matter what they think about me, it doesn't matter. I know what I think about me. I'm a great father. I'm a great person. I'm a great human being. And when I wake up with good intentions to help humanity as much as I can and operate in the highest level with what God has created for me and my family. And that's all I can do. Everything else is irrelevant. Everybody else's opinion of me is fucking irrelevant. I don't care what you think about me, because I know me. I know who I am. And if you're not in my life, that means you're not a mere reflection. And if I'm not in your life, that means I'm not a mere reflection. That goes both ways. That goes both ways. If I don't get to be in your life, that means I'm not a mere reflection. We don't have the same mindset. Just like Jesus said when he was sitting with his disciples and his mom and brother were sitting outside in the cold. And they said, Jesus, your mother and brother are outside. He said, they are not my mother and brother. Therefore, they do not think like me. Think about what he just said. He said, their mindset is effed. They do not think like me. They are not a mere reflection of me. When they start to think like me, they will be around me. Very simple. You don't have to adjust. You don't have to mold. You don't have to beg. You don't have to flounder. You are powerful. You are strong. And every single day, you should say that to yourself, no matter what's happening within the physical. And eventually you'd say to the mountain, move, and we'll move. But you created a mountain. You have to rewire that. And some of you went through some rough childhood with your parents and things that happened. And I'm sorry that that happened. but you're now an adult and you can decide how to think. You can forgive those people and you can move into a brand new world. Or you can sit there and blame the past and live in depression. You can worry about the future and live in anxiety, or you can live present today as if every single day is a gift. And you can take control of your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors, and most of all, your reactions, and know that you have free will to have a great day today. So I love you guys. I wish you a great day. And as we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together.